أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have now entered into the second week of the month of Muharram, the month of the new year. The new year for the Muslim community, but again, it is a new year which is not celebrated with pomp and festivity, but rather of lamenting and crying and weeping over the tragedy of Karbala and what happened to Imam Hussein, his family, his companions, and ultimately to the religion of Islam. And in these traditions which we wish to elaborate in this month of Muharram and continuing in the month of Safar, we look to some of the traditions that speak about the importance of tears and crying and remembering the tragedy of Karbala and how we should be able to change ourselves in these months of reflection, of contemplation. Today in the tradition we want to look at another statement from our 8th Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Radha, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he reminds us to hold sacred the 10th day of Muharram, the day of Ashura. And in this tradition he tells us the following statement. He says, "One who refrains from seeking his worldly desires on the day of Ashura, Allah shall grant him his desires of this world and the hereafter." Undoubtedly, it is not forbidden to go to work in the month of Muharram or the day of Ashura. It's not forbidden to have to go and, you know, fulfill our obligations in this world. But however, we have been highly emphasized by the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, may God's peace and blessings be upon them, to refrain from all worldly activity as much as possible. Now obviously some of us don't have an option, we have to be at work. Perhaps we have a profession where we are not able to get the time off, the day off. And that's not a problem. But the discussion here is that if we have an opportunity, if we have no other rationale or reasons why we should be engaged in the world, then we should at least try to cut ourselves off from worldly activities, from anything to be associated with the world, at least on the day of Ashura. As this tradition tells us from the 8th Imam, that if one individual, if a person refrains from seeking any of the worldly bounties and blessings on the day of Ashura, simply obviously for the sake of Allah and to commemorate the loss of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, and that of his family and companions, that Allah, God, will grant that individual whatever they desire in this world and the world to come. So again, although it is not prohibited to work, but out of respect of Imam Hussein and his supreme sacrifice for all of humanity, we keep away from all worldly activities. And again, when we reflect on the Ziyarat of Ashura, which is something that hopefully we are reciting on a daily basis in this month of Muharram, we realize that, as the Ziyarat tells us, that the day of Ashura was a day of celebration for the Bani Umayyah, the Umayyad dynasty, those so-called caliphs of the Prophet who destroyed the sanctity of the month of Muharram, who destroyed the sanctity of the family of the Prophet. And therefore they used to celebrate and keep busy with cleaning their homes, buying gifts for their children, celebrating the day of Ashura. However, those human beings, Muslim or not, who realize the tragedy of Karbala, and who deeply reflect on what happened on that fateful day, will realize that this is not a day of fun, of merrymaking, of celebration, that this is a day to sit and reflect and contemplate on what happened, why it happened, and how to prevent that from ever happening again within this world that we live in. And so as we continue in this month of Muharram, let us continue to remember the supreme sacrifice of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, that of his family, his companions, and all of those who follow in their footsteps, until the advent of the 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi. May God hasten his noble advent and his return. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.